¿Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres.
Grandpa habla de su public education. Oh, it was still snowing allá afuera when Canutito looked up and said, Grandpa, I'm bored.
Pero, ¿cómo que bored, mijo?
Retorted his grandfather. Don't you have
algo que puedes hacer?
Mira, school ya mero se comienza, and you haven't even practiced your águilas. What are my eagles, Grandpa? Asked the little boy, completely befuddled.
¿Tú sabes?
Returned his grandfather.
When I was in la escuela, we used to do eagles all the time. It is arithmetic al estilo americano. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. Y así na.
Oh, I see, said Canutito, catching on to his grandfather's eagles. Cuando yo estaba en school, continued the old man,
los maestros used to keep us busy with all kinds of work. No había tiempo de andar bored. A veces teníamos que memorize whole passages at the same time. I remember que una vez I wasn't allowed to go out pa'l recess until I had memorized a poem.
Oh, todavía me acuerdo el poem even after all of these years. ¿Y cómo iba el poem, Grandpa? Asked Canutito. Old man Caralampio cleared his throat and began to recite.
En un camino road va una vaca cow, mascando chewing tobacco y spitting para un lado.
Canutito started giggling. Oiga, Grandpa, he began. That makes more sense que el poem que la maestra made me learn. Mine went something like this. I never saw a purple cow. I never hoped to see one. But I can say this anyhow. I'd rather see than be one.
¡Ay, santo Pinocchio!
exclaimed his grandfather.
Why did la taruga de la maestra think that purple cows even existed in the first place, huh? I tell you, mijo, if I would have had such a teacher, I think que soon me hubiera agarrado al fly. Because I could never pay much attention in school, especialmente if they weren't trying to teach American-style tonterías to us. Ooh, once I remember que la maestra was trying to describe what spaghetti was to us, pero ¿qué sabíamos nosotros de spaghetti, eh? Finally, my friend Filimotas leaned over and said softly, they are tripitas americanas. No sonaba muy appetizing, these American-style guts. It sounded como algo que you would have to wash down with bromo seltzer just to tragártelas. And so you see, this is why my public education se quedó a media rienda. I just couldn't concentrate.
Canutito snickered at the idea that his proper old grandpa was once a muchito malcriadito. He must have been a feisty little character when he was in la escuela. Oh, no wonder he referred to arithmetic as los eagles.
Oh, and that's not all,
continued his grandfather, who was on a roll talking about his life in public education.
Un día, we were horsing around like all muchachitos like to do. Pues, mi amigo Filimotas must have eaten puros coles the night before because de repente, he got an attack of gas. And he let out a big old pedo that stank up the whole cuarto. Oh, la maestra that day era una substitute teacher named Mrs. Hawkes. We used to call her La Vieja Hawkes. In any case, she didn't understand no Spanish. Well, she heard us laughing at Filimotas' pedo and she asked us, hey, what's so funny? We replied that Filimotas had thrown a pedo. Without batting an eye, she simply replied, well, tell him to pick it up and put it on top of my desk. Ooh, papior de risa. Canutito himself was also laughing at his grandpa's stories.
Just then his gramita cuca came over and caught the tail end of her husband's story.
Vaquetón, she shrieked. Here I'm trying to raise this niño with some semblance of decency. Y aquí estás tú teaching him how to be desrespectivo. No, mijo, if you should happen to have an ataque de gas in public, the best thing to do is simply to say, excuse me, especialmente if there are any girls around. You have to think about cosas como estas, that it is almost time para el día de los enamorados.
What is el día de los enamorados, Grandma? Asked the little boy.
tú sabes, his grandpa jumped in. It is el día de las jainas, the day of the honeys. I think that the Americanos call it St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, replied Panatito, pretending to understand.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for habla usted Spanish.